It's April again, and we're here with Tony today, and we're going to talk to Veronica, as always, and we're also going to, you know, catch you guys up on the pet debacles that we have going on. Biddy continues to do okay. She's eating. She's walking around. She's interested in food. She's interested in life. She's got a few tremors going on that I'm not pleased about. But I do have an appointment with the vet on Sunday. And we're going to take another blood test to compare it to the last blood test to see where her kidneys are at. And we're going to, you know, just have him take a look at her to see if indeed I am correct that she's doing okay. It's been a rough journey with this little one. And she is gaining weight back. She went down to almost little under 4 pounds, and she's a 5.5 pound dog normally, sometimes almost up to 6 if she's eating too many treats. So to have her lose almost, you know, a third of her body weight was a clear indicator that, you know, okay, we're in trouble here. But we got the nausea taken away. I do have meds though. I have an anti-nausea med injection I can give her. And I also have these things that, enhance her appetite, appetizers. And it's something that also I put in her mouth to make her want to eat. I haven't had to use them at all. But it's nice. It's a nice comfort to know I've got them there in case I have a problem on Saturday night at 10 o'clock when there's no vets available other than the real expensive ones. So we're all really pulling for her. I know in my heart that, all right, she's 12 and these things happen. Kidneys fail. But I'd like to get as much time with her as I possibly can. So I'm doing the acrobat routine just to keep her alive. And it's quality time. If it wasn't quality time, I would let her go because I don't want her to suffer. But she's not suffering. She wants to be in my lap. She wants her ears scratched. She even punched a cat who tried to take a treat from her the other day. Smacked her right in the face to get away from her. So she's feeling better. The treats that I'm talking about are actually KD kidney food for dogs, and they're like little pellets. She thinks they're treats for some reason. Good for me that she thinks that. And so I throw a little handful on the floor and she eats them all up. And she feels like, you know, she's the big shot. She's got all these treats and everything. Some of the other dogs have eaten a couple of those treats, but the vet said, oh, that's not a problem. It's, you know, it's just low protein and no phosphorus. That's what KD food is. It can't hurt her. It ain't hurt anybody. So I am thanking my lucky stars, thanking the universe for the more time I'm getting. I'm hoping that the vet thing seems to think that if we keep monitoring her and if the kidney values do go up, we can do another one of those infusion things to help bring it back down again if we had to. So I feel like we're in a good spot and I feel like we've got some time here that we can spend together. And I tell you, I'm going to take advantage of every little drop of it because she's the sweetest of the sweet. All she wants is love and attention, just like they all do. But she's got a little attitude sometimes. So it's fun to play around with her because she gets irritated quickly. And it's funny. So anyways, Tony, how is our little Kai?
Kai is doing good. He's laying on my lap right now. He went to his first kindergarten class on Wednesday. I think he thought it was kind of silly. They did a little bit of the agility. There's 5 students in the class, counting Kai. 2 big dogs, and the other ones are small, like Kai. And we have 3 more classes to go, and we'll see. You know, I mean.
Well, I think it's the socialization part, at the very least, is the good part. I mean, learning to be around other dogs and take direction.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that's good. So we'll see how this plays out. It's a 45-minute class because you don't have their attention any longer than that. So we make the most.
Good.
Yeah, that's.
Well, very, very pleased. I think he's just the cutest little guy. And as I told you before, he's got the best little doggy butt I've seen. That includes my dog. He's got this cute little doggy butt. And I'm a big fan of doggy butts. I love them. Yeah. And when I met him down in Palm Springs, boy, he just took my heart. He took my attention, my breath away, because he's just adorable. And I'm used to you with the big dogs, you know, so to see you with a little dog was kind of cool, too.
Yeah, well, this is a whole new world for me. It definitely is.
A whole different set of rules. Yeah.
Yeah. Whole different. At night, he sleeps with me at the top of my pillow with his paws on my head.
Perfect. So he wants to keep track of you. Wants to keep track of you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, he's got you. That's why you got him.
That's right. Oh, my. Nope, I agree.
Yes. Yes, we're hopeless doggy lovers here.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So anyway, I'm going to go get Veronica and say hello to everybody.
I will. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. And we've got great questions again. And I always encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER. whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Indeed we are. Good day.
Good day to you. Well, our first question is coming from Sandy. Our culture seems to be refusing to bring forth aliens from other planets. I am beginning to think it's all a big hoax. Am I right?
Well, you are right that they're not forthcoming, your culture, but they are around. Aliens have been visiting Earth for a very long time. They're not intrusive because they feel that they don't want to poke the bear, so to speak, because humans sometimes can be a bit volatile. And especially in times of chaos and trouble, which is kind of what's happening right now, they're not going to show their faces at this time because you know they're not going to be met with a parade. They're going to be met, you know, with tanks and guns. That's what they're going to be met with. So you're not right in the fact that it's all a big hoax, but there is some manipulation going on to keep all of you from having that reveal. And a lot of others who are the powers that be don't feel that you are ready for it. And we would tend to disagree with that. We would think that you would all should know about it, and it would broaden everyone's perspective. Now, there would be a few people who aren't, you know, as aware that might be a bit upset by it, but it's all going to have to come out at some point. And we think your culture and your government and all that is struggling with how to do that. So, no, it's not a hoax, Sandy. And we're hoping that soon it will come to pass that all of you meet these other things. And it's going to be a beautiful day when that happens, because they're not the monsters that you think they are, or that have they been depicted as in some storytelling and some movies and things. They, you know, evil people, evil aliens coming in to take over the world. They're not interested in that. They're interested in connecting with a species that, you know, could have a lot to offer in the big picture. So no, not a hoax. You are wrong. It's not a hoax.
Okay. Our next question is coming from Cindy. I seem to be blocked at the moment. I have been asking my guides, angels, and loved ones for a decision I must make in the next 6 to 7 months, but I'm nowhere near of having any sort of clarity. Can you shed any light on why I'm having such a difficulty and how I might be able to find clarity again?
Well, all of you know that being in physical linear reality is confusing at the least. There's a lot of energy floating around, pushing around, that can sort of muddle up the way you think, your thought process. What you have to do here, Cindy, is to take more time in sort of solitary thought process, where you back up and stay away from all that chaotic stuff. Pull yourself back from it, because you can't just snap your fingers and it all goes away, the chaos. What you have to do is personally start to pull yourself back And because you're in the linear reality, that's going to take a little bit of time. Spend more time in meditation. Spend time being away from all of the chitter-chatter that goes on in your culture. Don't watch TV. Really pull back and don't look at all the negativity, because that can muddle your thoughts very much. We do think that you're having difficulty because of the massive amount of negativity floating around in the air, and it does interfere with your thought process. And spending any time dwelling on all the chaos is going to compound the problem. So take a vacation from the chaotic earth. Don't participate for maybe a week or so. Give yourself the opportunity to have that clarity, which means you've got to get rid of the chaos and not focus on it. And then go somewhere that is peaceful. Go to a park, go to a forest, go to a beach, you know, wherever, whatever close by you that is peaceful and natural. There's where you're going to be able to think more clearly. And the practice that you're putting into place to back up from all the chaos can be implemented. So we do think you will find the peace and clarity to find all that, you know, what the decision that you need to make. But you can't do it when you're being constantly bombarded with chaos.
Okay. Our next question is coming from Greg. While watching all the horrible news of war on television, I find myself wanting to go there to help out. I know it's not really a good idea. However, is there anything I could do from a distance?
Oh, yes. There's a lot you can do from a distance. And it's never really a good idea for a civilian, let alone a military man, to move into a war zone at any given time. We would say, make a practice of sending good energy. Make a practice of feeling that the energy is a good one. We do think it's important to sit back, and you can do it from the privacy of your own home, to send good energy. Like if you see war zone and you see people being hurt, or you see people, you know, suffering, close your eyes and say to yourself, I want to send a lot of energy, positive energy, to this situation, because energy is even better than being there in person sometimes. Send the energy and send it with a healing touch to it. And if everybody did that, let's say if several hundred thousand of you did that, it would have an effect. Now, you might not see it on your television or have a proof of it, but if you talk to the people that are in that place, they will tell you that we could feel the good energy. We could feel people wanting to help us. We could feel that, okay, there is a little bit of hope. But you're not going to get that kind of return on it because you are, you know, several thousand miles away. But you can be of help. You don't have to go flying over there to help them, because you would end up not really being a help, because you wouldn't really know what to do. And trust us, a war zone is a terrible, horrible experience. So you wouldn't want to go there on your own, but do send the energy. You can do that right from your living room on sitting on your couch. It does help, and it does make a difference.
Our next question is from Samantha. Will our civilization here on Earth ever travel to outer space to explore it? Or is that just a fantasy?
Oh, give the human beings time. Give all the humans time. We do think that eventually Earth will join into the galactic, you know, area and become a part of space travel, space exploration. The ability to do that, though, is complicated. And we do think very much it's important at the same time. Complicated, but very important. You come onto this planet to expand and grow. And sometimes expanding beyond the planet is part of the equation. And it's not a fantasy. It is something that will happen. And you know how all of you who know us well know that we don't like to predict. But the way the energy is looking, There are a lot of human beings that are very interested in that exploration. So yes, we definitely think it will happen. Will it happen in your lifetime now? We think it's going to take another good 10 to 20 years for that to implement itself because it's a complicated endeavor. But we do think it will happen. And we do think that man, human beings, will travel to other places and learn a lot of new things, cultures, people, creatures, all kinds of things that would be fascinating for everybody.
Okay, Veronica, that was our last question. And if you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
Well, everyone, good show again. And, you know, if there's any more questions you have on any of the topics we had on the show today, feel free to ask and just write in to innerwhispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. We're here.
Oh, good.
All right. Today, look around yourself and find one thing that is working for you, that makes you feel good, that can bring a smile to your lips. Find that one thing and embrace it and say, I'm glad I found this one thing here, and I'm going to pull it as close to me as I can. I'm going to pull all that positive energy towards me to support me in creating more positive events. You are responsible for the creation of your life. So when you're moving through it and things aren't going well, things or something happens, make sure you stop and decide that you're going to only be positive about it. Don't let yourself fall into the dregs of negativity, because you certainly can't fix it or alter it from there. The only way to fix something that is going awry is to stay in a positive perspective. Don't let yourself negate it or lament it or, you know, be upset about it. Say, this isn't going well. What I want to do is bring a positive force towards it so that I can actually alter the situation. Because everybody who's involved in some sort of chaotic event are bringing their piece, their contribution to the recipe. You take out the negativity and suddenly you've got something better. That's where you need to be. So every day, make it a practice to find one good thing that's happened and say it out loud. Say, I'm honoring that. The positive energy that it took to bring that into the table, I'd like to duplicate it. Working with positive energy is always much better than working with negativity. You can't trust the vibration of a negative moment, but you can trust positivity 100% of the time. So act, go through your life, and stay in the positive mode. Don't immediately slide into the negative when something's not going right, because you can't fix it from there, but you can fix it from a positive perspective. Take that home with you and think about it. It could be a great help to you.
Thank you, Veronica. And thank you for listening to the show today. And we'll see you next week, or be talking to you next week. So have a good weekend. And it's a beautiful fall day out there. Go and enjoy.